This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Hannah Whitten Show. Today I have with me Andrew and Ollie from Victoria Sponge.
Hello!
Cheers for having us on.
Yeah, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Cheers. This is my final show before Christmas.
Christmas show. We should have brought hats. You brought a hat.
I brought a hat. It's in,
Put the hat on.
It's in my bag in Hannah's little bit.
Ah, well, it's too late
in
now.
Hannah's little bit.
In Hannah's little,
He means the office. He means the
We've
other
We've already
room.
Been here like 30 seconds and that's already like potentially an innuendo for the first
time. Speaking of innuendos, there's going to be a whole game about those later.
So. Wonderful.
Also, later in the show, we're going to be playing Drunk Advice Live.
Which we're prepping for right now.
We are drinking for right now. And we will be live on Facebook Live and you will be able to see the mahoosiveness that is my...
Your wine glass is so much bigger than our
like
wine
a
glasses.
Fish tank.
Do you have wine glass envy?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Kinda,
just pass me the bottle.
It might as well be drinking straight out of the bottle. It's kind of ridiculous.
No, I like it. And this is Bethan's rosé.
This is Bethan's rosé. So at the weekend, I went to a few Christmas parties. Mm. And Bethan was at one of them, and she ended up crashing at my house. And she had...
So it wasn't from Bethan's, from her party, from the 21st.
No, I didn't just be I'm going to take this wine from your dad's house.
I'm going to take this wine. Happy 21st. These are great. Your friends are so generous. They're such expensive taste.
She stayed over at mine, and then now she's in New York. And so she was like, I'm not going to drink it. You can have it,
you
Hannah.
You can have it. And now it's here.
Now it's here. And it's getting used
it.
Well. Because when are you boys all... Well, you guys
Sweet.
Live... I was going to be like, when are you guys heading home for Christmas? But you're already home because... Live with your parents?
Yeah, we're already home for Christmas. We're back. And so we've actually come back up to London for Christmas now. So yeah, we were done... Like a couple of days back, working, but we're up here now.
Nice.
Just to be clear, was in London for a bit, but I paid gas and bills, she paid rent, so when that went to shit, I had to go.
Wow, we've gone really personal already.
Yeah, we have. Merry
Christmas. Merry Christmas.
That's what it's all about.
Whoa. Okay, boys. So we've got loads of games that we play on the show here.
I want to know what the fuck you're saying is.
The fuck you're saying, mate?
Yeah, that is it.
You will find out. That is the name of one of the games. Another one of the games is Innuendo or Innuendon't, which involves Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
And one of the things that we do here on the Hannah Whitten Show to initiate guests is to search.
Initiate.
Yeah, it's initiation.
This is a cult.
Yeah?
It is.
Welcome.
It is a cult. It's essentially.
You must drink the alcohol that I have provided and not tampered with at all.
Everything's totally legitimate with it.
And then we also have to search your names in Urban Dictionary and find out what they mean.
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
Okay.
Me.
Okay, Andrew.
Go for Andrew first.
All right, okay. Oh, my God, I can't spell, apparently. Here we go. Ba-ba-ba-bum. Da-da-da-dun. Okay.
There's stuff on the screen.
No way.
Yeah, there you go.
Ultra cool.
Do you want to read the rest
of it? Yeah, sounds about right.
Ultra cool, usually hot, or at least sort of cute. Awesome sense of style, music, and humour. Sexy, awesome kisser.
Well, no surprises there.
There's an example of how to use it in a sentence.
Okay.
Man, Andrew is cool. I wish I was him.
Nice.
So this is, you know,
this
is
panned out pretty well for me.
Yeah, and I think it demonstrates how you sort of can't always rely on things like Urban Dictionary to give you an accurate definition.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That being said, let's have a look Ollie. Should we do Ollie and Oliver? Do you ever go by Oliver?
Only when I'm in trouble.
Okay. Okay, well, let's go with Ollie first. And just to clarify, Ollie spells his name with double L-I-E.
Yeah, I spell it properly. So if you're one of those that spells it O-L-I, then I just want to let you know that your name is Oli, and you might as well be dead.
That makes me really happy because I went out with an Ollie spelt like that earlier this year and he hurt me.
He's an idiot.
His name is Oli.
Oh, that one just makes sense. Jumping over something with a skateboard, usually accomplished by fishing. Yeah,
that's an Ollie.
Oh, sorry, shit. Oh, yeah.
But that is correct.
Can we find out what Oli is?
No, wait, hold on. Let's see if we can scroll.
What's an Oli?
Here we go. Here's the second meaning for Ollie.
An absolute fucking legend. Can do no wrong and is adored by women.
There we go.
We're just great.
And the sentence...
It really paid off getting those Urban Dictionary accounts.
Yeah, and, accurate.
This one was written by Scary Hairy Mary in 2009.
Okay. That sounds like a name you can trust. Scary Hairy Mary.
And then used in a sentence, it's, I wish I was like Ollie. All the chicks love him.
A lot of the examples of sentences are just sort of like bigging up the name that you've just sort of heard already. I quite like that, though.
I don't know, I'm
Scary
happy about
Hairy
that.
Mary.
I want to see what Oliver is. I want to find out what that is.
It's probably going to be slightly more of a sophisticated edge, I would guess.
Ooh.
You know, your Oliver Reeds, yeah.
Well.
All right.
It's a cat. Apparently.
A male orange tabby cat.
Okay, let's scroll. Here we go.
Oh, here we go. There's a whole other definition there.
I'll read this one out. An amazing boy with an incredible personality will do anything for those that he loves. Mm-hmm. Very easy to get along with and fall in love with. He has a beautiful British accent and is very mysterious until you get to know him. May or may not gel his hair in the front. Do you? Yeah. Very tall and wise.
Only with these shoes on, though. But I don't know how
you're
they
like
make me
average.
Wise.
Yeah. You're not like 6 foot.
Thanks.
You've not gotten there. But you look tall because Andrew's
height?
So small.
Yeah, you're lucky that I'm just constantly wandering around with you. It's like some sort of height comparison to make
it's
you look
makes me look tall. I got these
it's kind
shoes.
Of like Jack and Dean because everyone thinks that Jack is really, really tall.
He does look tall.
But he's not. It's just Dean's quite short and Jack just looks tall in comparison.
Yeah.
Plays out.
I don't want to say.
Say how tall you are.
yeah, you're right. Jack's short, and the reason Jack looks tall is because Dean's even fucking shorter. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to get involved and say something like
that.
YouTube
drama.
You wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't want to say something like, you know, Jack and Dean are sort of
absolute libel. That's what that would be. Being like, I think Jack's like 5'7". Ooh.
Pretty sure he's like 5'7".
Oh my god, just careful what you say!
How's your boyfriend? Girl 2. He's such an Oliver. I love him with all of my heart. This is weird.
I
didn't know you could get like. I didn't know you could search names.
Literally anything is on Urban Dictionary.
Literally anything. Andrew, think of a word.
The phrase literally anything?
Yeah, let's go.
I knew you were going to say that!
Ha ha ha.
Predictably meta. From you there, Andrew. So
oh, fuck.
I'm just watching Hannah type it in now. She's spelt literally with 3 L's. It's pretty good stuff. So we're going for literally.
I'm leaning anything. Really far to get to the keyboard, okay? This is difficult.
That's your excuse for everything.
What? Because I'm so sure I have to lean really far.
I don't know. I didn't even know what I was trying to make with that. All right, literally anything.
There aren't
any definitions for literally anything yet.
Which is very ironic, considering what you just said about there being literally anything
on Urban Dictionary. There isn't literally... What has happened?
There are no definitions for literally anything yet. It almost just sounds like a really bad review of the website. There are no definitions for literally anything. Come back later.
We're whipping something up. John, write some definitions.
Should we shuffle and go in random word?
I think so. I'm just kind of enjoying this website.
Oh, Frankie. It's another person's name. Oh,
why is it just people's
Frankie
names?
Frankie is the most handsome man you could ever meet.
Any Frankies listening? Frankie,
if you're listening.
Franklin. Frank Meister.
What's like the female version?
Francesca.
That's it.
Or still just
Francine?
Frankie.
Yeah, or still. I know a couple of girl Frankies.
Francis. Yeah, because
that can
be both.
I love Fran.
Francis.
My granny's called Frances, but we all call her Fanny.
Oh, makes sense.
Granny Fanny. Cool.
Granny Fanny.
That's
and
that's
it's great when it comes from an old person. It's something just really satisfying about hearing old people, like, very sincerely, like, just being like, oh, Fanny, can you just, like, go do this for me? Like, Fanny, blah, blah,
just
blah.
Really
and I'm just there going... Because I'm a child.
No, that's beautiful. So do people just go through finding their own name and then, like, jokingly defining it? What's the actual...
Anyone can post anything to Urban Dictionary. It's kind of like an less regulated Wikipedia.
I see.
Oh.
So it doesn't matter, and you can just get an account and you can just make your own definition.
Yeah, I remember in school, so when we were like 13, 14 years old, we'd have like in-jokes amongst our group of friends, and we would create an Urban Dictionary entry for that thing that only like 20 people in the whole like world know what the fuck that is.
So you'd come up with something like Sticky Dickens or whatever, and then like have that be your...
Sticky. I love that was your example.
Let's find
alright, Hannah's immediately typing it in.
How do you spell Sticky Dickens?
So, almost exactly how you're imagining
but like D-I-C-K-I-N-S?
Yes.
Okay. Just for the people at home, if you want to spell Sticky Dickens.
But then I think we should also try Sticky Dickens.
No,
try it with an E. Try it with an E.
Dickens.
Go author.
Oh, okay.
Go author on it.
Go Sticky Dickens.
Charles. Oh, wait, that was about Charles.
Sticky Charles. Try that as well.
Sounds like a drink. One of these fancy hipsters.
Bought me a Sticky Charles.
Serious? Nothing. Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing.
Should we just enter something now?
Charles Dickens. I want to see what people...
Yeah, maybe that's turned into a whole new
Charles
thing.
Charles Dickens.
It's a rap word for penis. Used when it's useful for rhyming. Apparently barely used. I spit on your grave, then I grab my Charles Dickens, bitch.
Bitch.
I'm literally quoting that.
Ellipsis,
there. That's just
bitch.
But here, so it says that it's used when it's useful for rhyming, and then the example that they give does not include a rhyme.
That's true.
I spit on your grave.
How much rhymes with Dickens? Chickens.
Chickens.
That's about it.
Sticky Dickens. It's sort of.
Oh, yeah. Charles Dickens rhymes with Sticky Dickens.
Yeah. Right. Method.
Fucking brilliant.
They've got one example where I'm assuming it rhymes from Notorious B.I.G.'s The What. So I'm guessing he
No, that is what it is.
That is from Notorious.
Yeah. Oh, but
I spit on your grave, then I grab my Charles Dickens.
Oh,
bitch.
Originally, I thought that was just Urban Dictionary's sort of like their attempt at making something that sounds like a line from a rap.
B.I.G.
But yeah, B.I.G. He'll spit on his grave.
He did that.
Grab his dick.
Let's see if there's any references to Charles Dickens in this song. I don't know. You guys picked this.
What is it?
It's Make Me Fade. All right, guys. We've had a tweet in from Gabrielle who says, when I was getting ready to listen to the Hannah Witten Show live yesterday, I realised I was a day early. Oops.
I did that.
Love
I
from
did
New
that.
York.
Oh, I did that for
hello from New York.
Yo,
we
New
love
York.
New York.
Thank you. New York.
But also,
cheers,
I'm very
Gabrielle.
Glad that you've now realised it's today and you are listening today.
Yeah. I'm glad you're here, Gabrielle. I did the exact same thing actually. I was invited to this like jazz thing, and then I got there and there was no one was there. None of my friends were there, and I was like, sat there, and there was no jazz either. It was just like rock
but
and like.
You
sort
stayed
of blues.
For the entire night, didn't you?
I did. I just sat down. And I was like, oh, they're really late, and I was like, if they're not here by 10,
did
I'm
you not
go.
Like? Text any of them?
No, that's how dumb I am. I just sat there and was just like, wait a second, today is
Friday.
Here in a
minute.
Oh my
yeah, it was,
god.
It was just the next day, so I drove down to Brighton again the next day for some jazz. So it's all right.
Oh, at least you went a day late.
Yeah, we went a day late, so yeah.
Then you
it's actually really good. Charlie
then,
Melrose.
Then
good
you
jazz.
Missed it. If any of you guys want to get in touch during the show, you can tweet at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com. You can say hello from wherever you are listening. That would be cool to hear. And also, for Drunk Advice Live later, I'm just excited about live!
Live!
You can tweet in your questions. So if you need some advice from three very capable, functioning adult human beings, we're drinking rosé. I don't know where that was going. But if you want our advice, then you can also tweet them or email them to us.
Awesome.
Maybe email them if you want them to be anonymous, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, boys, what have you been up to lately? What's going
God
on
knows,
in the world of Victoria Sponge? And for those who don't know what the fuck Victoria Sponge is.
Victoria Sponge.
What?
Well, first off, it's a terrible pun that is the name of our comedy duo, Victorious, as in having won.
Yeah, we wanted something British, but that was also a pun, and that was the best we could come up with.
So, cake.
Yeah,
cake.
I think it was actually my girlfriend at the time's idea. I was like, oh, what should we call ourselves? And she was like, I don't know, something to do with cake.
Brilliant.
Yeah, really?
And
was it?
I think so, yeah. I think that was Flick. Yeah, we just ran with that. So, and then, and then, yeah. So we do like we do comedy shorts. We do little videos. We do songs.
Sometimes,
jokes. Sometimes they're quite.
Sometimes, because we met. So like.
Because we met.
We met. No, what's that?
We met.
Knowing laughter. Jesus Christ, boys. We met because you made a viral video, the shit students say.
Oh, yes.
And I, that obviously got.
Is that how we met?
Yeah, yeah. Let me tell the story because I was probably sober for it. So let me remind. Let me remind.
Oh, snap!
Okay.
We're going to have a rap battle.
I know. I was like, I can't do this. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, I'll like, you can like do the rap battle and Al will do like.
You just do the story.
Yeah. So you that video was obviously like, it went viral and was circulating amongst students. And I was a student at the time.
Yeah.
But I remember watching it and I was like, I recognise those streets. I was like one of those creeps. Like, I think they go to my uni, or at least they like live in Selly Oak, which is like the area where like Birmingham students live. And I was like, the fuck.
So Hannah lived up the road from us, just
which we didn't figure out until we became friends.
Yeah. No, we didn't actually know that for a little while.
But so then I remember finding like the Victoria Sponge Facebook page, and like because you can DM on Facebook or whatever, and message being like, hey, saw that video. Are you guys students in Birmingham? I'm a student in Birmingham, like just on a complete whim. And I think, Ollie, it was you who replied, I think.
Yeah.
Because you thought my profile picture was fit.
Did you tell her that? No,
you did tell me that, like, once we became friends.
I don't remember saying that, so I didn't realise she was going to call me that.
Yeah, I'm calling you out on your shit.
Yeah, yeah. Hannah's calling me out on my shit. Yeah, you had a hot profile picture. you know, anyone can take a good photograph if you have the right angle. So I was taken in by that. Assumed that you would be attractive, and that's how we met.
And then we chatted online for a bit, and then we met at Summer in the City.
Yeah, because I remember meeting at Summer in the City. Because we had this like massive like really old fashioned
broadcast quality camera.
Yeah, and
we followed
you, like,
you around.
Just filmed me.
We thought it was the shit at the time. It was like this XL2, like this massive like VHS camera thing. But you could plug a dynamic mic into it. Well, which is why we were excited.
I ran
about
around
it.
With that mic, just interviewing
around,
people.
Interviewing people, crab sticks. You got some quite good interviews.
We
actually
got crab sticks, PJ, Bertie.
That was awesome. That was the first time I met crab sticks. Actually, was like running around with you, and then he was like, "Yeah, I know you guys. I subscribe to your channel." And I was like, "What the fuck?"
But yeah, so that's how we met. And then and then we found out that we lived down the road from each other.
That's right.
Scarily close.
And then we
strangely close.
My second year and your third year of uni. As neighbours.
We were neighbours.
So there we go, guys. That's the story.
That's the story.
And then I've been in a few videos.
Yeah, whenever we needed a girl at the time, we got Hannah.
we need a woman!
Hannah, do you remember that sketch that we made? When was it? It might have been the Creators Academy thing.
Yeah.
And we teamed up.
And we got Vsauce in it!
Yeah!
Vsauce in it for like 2 seconds. I didn't know who that was.
We need a guy with a beard. He has a beard.
Yeah, she was sat in there, and it was just like, we could really do with a guy with a beard. And so I walked out into the corridor, went around the side, and there was like this guy with a big bushy beard sat at his thing. Had no idea it was Vsauce, and I was like, yo, dude, you've got a beard. Any chance we could have a weird favour? He was well up for
And then
it.
You brought him in, so and then I, as like a massive fan for several years, came in and was just like, I just couldn't say anything.
And you just
terrifying.
Starts having like a miniature seizure, and we bring him into where we're editing, and it was just like, he just, I couldn't believe that I'd brought him in, but I still didn't know who it was, bless him. But he does really good stuff. If you haven't heard of him,
go check it out, Vsauce, like, Michael from Vsauce. Oh my goodness. Oh, we've got someone, Brett, has said they're listening from South Africa.
Hello, Brett.
Cool. Hey, Brett.
That actually makes sense, because South Africa, like, even though it's so far away, is still like maybe
it's
only
in
an
line.
Yeah, it's only maybe an hour time difference.
Oh, I
see
what you're saying.
Longitude. It's easy, man.
No.
So, not as impressed, but no, joking.
I'm still pretty impressed. Let's not take anything away from Brett. He's listening from South Africa.
So unfair.
Thanks,
Brett, try harder. Thanks.
Do you need any advice, Brett? Because, you know, we've got some stuff coming up later.
We've got some advice to give.
Anything perhaps, you know, emotionally volatile that you want to share with us, we'll do our best.
And we will shout out your name, being like, so this is Brett.
We already said Brett a whole bunch of times.
We have.
Oh, God. So what are you guys working on at the moment, then? Because we're all graduates now. What the fuck's happening? Exactly.
That's what we're working on.
That's it. We do lots of stuff. We try and put out sketches as regularly as we possibly can. I suppose the biggest project we're working on at the moment is trying to put out a series pilot, trying to do something a bit more serious, a bit more long form. Mm-hmm. So we do like really short stuff usually.
This makes it sound so exciting. We got some sketches to come out.
Everyone loves to keep it long form.
Mm. It's not serious. It's still comedy.
Yeah, I was like, switching to drama.
Yeah, no, we're not suddenly doing like...
It's a period piece.
A period piece. Yeah, we're going to be dressed up. It's when he says serious, it's just as in something longer. We usually make like 4-minute things.
But it's comedy, and it's about wizards that work in an office.
I love it. Are they, like, what kind of wizards? Like... Similar to Harry Potter wizards?
So we're very much our world is very much inspired by Harry Potter.
By J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, but it's legally distinct and
it's as legally distinct as possible. But the key point on ours is it's like less to do with the wizards. Like they sort of, the magic takes a back seat. It's actually just more about like their human interaction, but that they are also wizards type thing.
Yeah, do the humans know they're wizards?
Do the humans know?
Yeah. Do the muggles know?
No, there's still the concept of muggles, and it's kind of like a secret, and there's like a protocol in the office. When humans come in, they all have to stop doing magic and stuff.
And then they have to pretend it's like an accountancy firm and stuff, and like change up what they're doing.
So, you just said accountancy, and I fell asleep. And I'm just out.
It's pretty exciting. It's about accountancy. If you'd like to check it out, just come on over onto our YouTube channel, Victoria Sponge. You can subscribe, come see it when it comes out. But no, it's just it's wizards that work in an office. But it takes a back seat on the magic. I don't want to say too much because we've only got one episode.
Spoilers.
So if we give away our plot points now, we're sort of fucked. We don't have the money to to do the rest of the series, Hannah. You know that.
Oh my God.
But
brilliant.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that. That's a pilot episode coming out in the new year, which we're pretty excited about.
I'm excited.
We released a sketch last night.
Oh, yeah, we have a Christmas sketch.
Yeah, we released a little cooking thing last night. You can have a look at.
Oh, cute. I've not seen that. I will watch that.
But yeah, the most of what we've been doing is working towards this series pilot. Mm-hmm. So we've actually gone a tiny bit quiet on social media a little bit.
Because then you go full blast at the pilot. So January, check it out. And all of the hype so that hopefully you guys get a series.
Maybe January. Yeah. I don't know if it'll be that soon. But
We're doing it all ourselves and editing it. And so it's sort of as long as it takes us in...
Yeah. As a two-man team.
Yeah. It'll take us as long as it takes two people to make a 25-minute TV pilot.
Yeah, it's only like a proper...
Yeah, it's a full-length thing.
Fuck me, man. Yeah. Well, good luck. See you on the other side.
Well, good luck with that. Fucking hell. Jesus Christ.
I'll see you next Christmas. Joel has tweeted in saying, greetings from Switzerland. Carmen is listening from Leeds, and she says, are you impressed?
I'm pretty impressed.
I'm fairly impressed.
I think that's quite good. Leeds is that's a little bit further away than South Africa, is it not?
Slightly, ever so slightly.
It's at least more sort of.
Just above Iceland.
Just above Iceland. You might have inadvertently made a fun joke there. Is there an Iceland near you? Tweet in.
Let us know.
Oh my God, brilliant. Okay, guys, we're going to be playing our first game. We're going to be playing Innuendo or Innuendon't right after this. All right, boys, are you ready for a game of Innuendo or Innuendon't?
I guess.
I stay ready so I don't have to get ready.
Dang.
I'm into it. Okay. All right. So this is how we play.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. I've got a first-time listener from South Carolina, USA.
Woo, South Carolina.
How's it down there?
How's it down there?
What's that like?
Hot, presumably.
It's probably quite nice. They only ever say where they're listening from. I want one more piece of information as well, like, and I have pasta or something. Because otherwise you've only got the location and their beautiful names to work with.
And you're like, okay, sure. This is Dimitri.
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 It's definitely not Tri-County, is it? That's what I read first. That's such a gorgeous name. My niece is called Tri-County.
So much in common. Oh, my God. Okay, so our lovely radio producers have found some words from Urban Dictionary. Okay. And some of them are innuendos, so some of them are sexual, and some of them are innuendon'ts, not sexual.
Sure.
And... I'm going to read out the word to you, and you have to guess if it's sexual or non-sexual. Okay. And then also the meaning. But you are against each other, and... Oh, I have a pen! I have a pen so I can score you. Ha-ha!
Right.
And you need buzzers with your mouth. Make a noise with your mouth.
Do we buzz?
Pram!
Okay, I'll just
they
make
need to
whatever.
Be slightly more different.
Yeah, you just copied mine.
That was too similar.
Pram! That's mine.
Okay, that's Ollie's.
Woo!
Like that.
Brilliant.
Like a little woo.
You have to do it with that face, though, as if you're not really woo! Sure what you're doing.
With a...
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so Ollie's buzzer noise is...
Bram!
And Andrew's is...
Woo!
I love it! Okay. Number one.
Bram! Is that too early?
Yeah, that was too early.
Okay.
Old slippers.
Bram!
Yes, Ollie.
Innuendo.
Correct! What does it mean?
I don't know, but I just had a feeling that it just sounded pretty dirty and kind of smelly. So.
What does it mean, though?
Is this part of the game? I have to guess what it means
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I also have to guess what it means.
But can I regain a point if I maybe guess what it is?
Yeah, points for guessing if it's innuendo and you don't, and points for guessing the meaning. So, like, it's a free-for-all now.
All right, what do you think it means?
What is it? Old slippers?
Old slippers.
Old slippers. Like... putting on an old condom or something like that. Weird.
No, but,
is it maybe someone you've been with before and you're like reverting back
yeah.
to?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. But what?
I don't know about that.
What about going back? What about it being someone you've been with?
Comforting.
Before? Yes, basically.
Comforting like old slippers, something like that. Are we in the
Yeah, nailed it. It is the genitals of a past significant other that, after much comparison consideration, are the ones you love the most.
Oh, God. The genitals.
The genitals.
I knew
not,
it
it's not
to
just
genitals.
The other person. It's just their genitals.
Just the genitals.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Next one. Dickmatized.
Whoop!
Yes.
I forgot what my buzzer was for a bit.
And he also sort of wasn't really ready.
Yes. No, it happened before
there.
I knew.
Sort of panicking.
Yes, Andrew.
Definitely an innuendo.
No.
What?
No, hold on.
Oh, she's got a noise and everything.
It's not. It's an innuendo.
You could use that as an innuendo.
But not
sorts.
This meaning. Not this meaning.
What was it again? Okay.
Dickmatized.
Dickmatized.
But there's a meaning. That's a word, and there's a meaning for it.
According to Urban Dictionary.
All right.
Is it just like when like
dickmatized
a
dick.
An asshole lad
I was gonna
is
say.
Sort of not really thinking properly or something?
No, but it might. It might involve a lad being a bit of an asshole.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Dickmatized.
Dickmatized.
Somebody's like. A dick, but like in
does it have anything to do with being hypnotized?
Kind of
infatuated in some way,
like going after an asshole guy, even though you shouldn't really be doing that.
I was just about to say it's very similar. Is it something that girls say to each other, like as an excuse of like, oh, he was an asshole, but I was dickmatized, like I really fancied him, but there was nothing I could do, even though I know he was a twat.
Yeah,
is that right? Something like
I'm going to give you both that because like, that was like you workshopped that idea.
All right, okay.
That was great.
You workshopped it.
So. Basically, it's when a person ignores that their male partner is a dick because they want to be in a relationship or just want the sex. And it is the like opposite term to pussy whipped.
Pussy whipped. Right. Okay, sure.
So
sure,
that would be the vagina equivalent.
But isn't that when you're sort of like having to do everything that they say?
I think they're slightly different because pussy whipped
is when
implies
you like,
the like wrapped around the thumb.
Yeah, it's sort of when you don't really have any
little finger.
It's when you don't have like
under
self-respect
thumb,
and you're just doing stuff because you've been told
to. Whereas this is like they're just craving either just being with that person or craving the sex, and they just brush under the rug the fact that they're an absolute twat.
Yeah, I don't think we've actually got an equivalent word for that, do we? Like your girlfriend's a dick, and I know I'm just shagging her. Like, that's basically what that means, isn't it? Like,
oh no,
that's the actual equivalent.
Okay, here we go. Fwerking,
Andrew.
Woo!
Yes.
Like,
love these
innuendo
sounds.
Again?
Correct.
Just, great.
Correct. It is an innuendo.
I don't have anything for it.
What do you think it means?
I've already forgotten what the word is.
Fwerking.
Fwerking.
What does it sound like? And you know that it's an innuendo now.
Is it like...
frontal twerking? Like, twerking
definitely
from
to
the
do
front.
With twerking.
Is it twerking when you're at work, but you're a fisherman? Fwerking. I
would go along the lines of you're twerking and you're also doing something else that begins with an F, hence the fwerking.
Fwerking.
Oh. I can only think of a couple
fucking
of things.
Fucking and twerking.
Yeah.
There it is.
What were you going to say?
Fucking and twerking?
No, it's a slang word for something.
Twerking.
I don't know.
Again, fishing, fucking.
Wait, what did you say?
I said fishing again.
And then what was the other one you said?
Fucking.
Oh, yeah.
We've already said that.
We've already said that. No.
But I like that fishing and fucking, like, that's kind of my clue, because Hannah's face lit up.
No,
and she's like, what did you say?
I thought I heard you say the actual word and you didn't.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's clue enough. So it sounds a bit like.
So basically,
we knew it started.
We're not going to get it.
No, you will. Okay, it's a slang term for masturbating.
Slang term for masturbating.
Beginning with an F.
I don't know any slang words.
Fifthing? Fapping.
Yeah!
Who scenario do you wank and twerk?
So twerking is the act of fapping and twerking simultaneously. Some see it as a dance move, others see it as a sign of the devil.
Jesus.
It certainly is a sign of the devil. Wouldn't that just make the whole process quite a lot more uncomfortable and difficult?
Well, it is.
I mean, it depends, like... Are you twerking with your legs up against a wall, or you're just doing the standard bend over twerk?
I think if you're fapping at the same time, it's going to be difficult. I can't see that not getting.
I can
confusing.
See it working if, like, for me personally, just putting this out.
Has anyone ever twerked at home?
But like bent over, bent over. If you
Hang
put
on, let her
your
explain.
Yeah,
let us speak.
Let the woman speak. So if you're bent over and you have one hand resting on a surface as your like support.
I'm not. Is there any way you could sort of?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's always worth a shot.
Absolutely not. And then your other hand is.
Okay. Do you use your stronger hand to hold you up, and then?
Yeah. Well, no. I would use my left hand to hold me up, and I would use my strong hand for the fapping.
For the job.
You just winked at me. That was weird.
I mean, it was an understanding wink. It wasn't like a I'm imagining you wanking wink. Although I can't help but imagine you wanking a little bit, because that is just what we're talking about.
That is what we're talking about. You know, to be honest, we have talked about masturbation a lot on the show over the last few months. So it's nothing new. Dear listeners, I hope you realise that, you know, this is what you get. On the Hannah Witten show, this is like pretty standard. Okay, you ready for the next one, guys?
I think so.
Moon landing.
Bam.
Yes,
innuendo.
Ollie. Wrong.
Damn it. Something to do with arses. I was sure it was arses.
It is to do with arses, but it's not necessarily sexual. I mean, it depends on the person, but I don't know. But it does involve butts.
It does involve
moon
butts, but not
landing.
Sexual.
Depends what you're into. But don't let that distract you.
Okay. Oh, God. I'm just thinking, like, during that last song, my mum texts me. Just trying. Oh, she was like, how do I listen to the show? And it's just like, oh, God, mum, do you know what? Actually, don't worry.
Don't worry. Oh, my God.
Moon landing. Oh, is it just like when someone falls on their ass?
So there are two people involved.
Okay.
Come on, boys.
And it's not
kind of like a pin. Oh no, because that is sexual. I was going to say like a pin the tail on the donkey style game involving.
But it's innocent, not to do with sex.
People are naked.
People are naked.
Are you sure it's not to
people's
do
with... butts are bare.
So there's two people.
Two butts,
their butts
trying
are bare.
To touch.
Butt touching.
Touching butts.
But what were we talking about earlier with the masturbation position, the twerking position?
Hand being bent over
in some way.
Is it when you bend over and touch arses?
Yes!
How is that not sexual, and why would there be a name for it?
Might be an accident.
Oh, whoops-a-daisy, we lined this
up. Little casual
fucking...
moon landing.
This is the lovely FUBAR producers that have said that it's an innuendo.
Don't.
But you can contest that if
I would
you,
say like... it's kind of like a greeting.
In
you're
some
like,
cultures.
You're like, drop your pants, bend over.
That's
this
it.
Is how
then,
we say hello.
Yeah, it's just like a kiss on the cheek, right? Just cheek to cheek. Like
wow.
Dancing
well,
cheek to cheek. Maybe cheek that's what that cheek. Song was about.
I'm sure it was.
Wow. Okay. Well, Ollie gets that one. So,
I said touching butts.
He said, well, fine. You
but
get
I,
it as well.
I made
yes.
the radio noise. I did
there
the
we go.
Fine.
Okay, so this is the last one. And, they did not put if it's an innuendo or an innuendo in here, but I'm going to say what I think it is.
Yeah, just give it your interpretation. Yeah. It is the Hannah Witten show.
So Ollie's on 4 points, Andrew's on 3. So if you get what it is and the meaning, then you could win. But if not, then we'll see.
All right, here we
it's
go.
All up for grabs, basically.
Fingers and buzzers.
doctor baiting.
Woo!
That just sounded like a reaction to the notion of doctor baiting.
Yes, wait. Talk amongst yourselves whilst I read the meaning so I can tell you if it's an innuendo.
Okay.
I'm super prepared.
What are your thoughts then? Why did you buzz in for that?
Because I had to, otherwise I wouldn't win.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't even have an answer.
I thought
I just jumped in. But I would say.
Yeah, what do you think?
Innuendo.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay,
nice.
So now you're drawing.
And
so now
it has something to do with seeing the doctor and having to get your genitals seen. And
that's not sexual. I don't know what happens when you go to the doctors.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
People get scared of that situation being sexual.
I've had a lot of rosé at this point.
That would be terrible if that was a sexual scenario. Or is it maybe when like a lady goes to the doctor, but it's like a cute doctor and they are trying to
That's what I was getting around to.
Okay.
But let's give it, we got
both
a dirty
of you
look
are wrong.
For that.
Both of you are wrong.
Got a pretty dirty look for that.
Yeah.
No.
What else? Maybe focus more on the second half of the word.
Baiting.
Yeah.
Okay. Baiting.
Not actually just that as a word in itself.
So it's masturbating.
Yeah.
Something to do with a doctor.
Something to do with masturbating.
Something to do with masturbating, not necessarily doctor.
No.
Is it where you ring up the surgery just to hear their voice and
Is that what you do? You just want to hear someone down the phone being like, yes, what are your symptoms?
I just want to hear from someone who cares about me. And what's that, are you okay? Like, you know, they're going to speak kindly to you, aren't they? And
it's just, sure.
That's not the time or place. I think...
What is another kind of doctor other than a medical doctor?
PhD.
Yes, okay.
Is it like...
masturbating with your diploma?
No, but like,
you really appreciate
if you are a doctor in terms of academia, what does that mean? You're like,
you have a doctorate in something?
Just means that you are like pretty fucking smart.
Clever,
right? Good,
yeah,
like
right.
The best.
Doctor, is it like when like so trying to get intelligent people to fuck you?
No.
Is that what this is?
You're really great at masturbating?
Yes! Yes,
what
Andrew!
The fuck? And he swings in with a last minute win.
I mean, you deserve that. That's so meaningless.
I'm really sorry. I'm just like trying
really
to get
good.
I don't feel that there needed to be a word for that. I think
so it
takes as long to say really good at masturbating as it does doctor baiting.
Oh,
not
so
really, but.
It is sure. When your experience level in masturbating has reached the pinnacle of the field and have been established as an expert in your field.
What is the standard
the,
of the field?
I don't
What's
really
the standard
know.
Model? What is this
Maybe
based
we
on?
Should create
what
a survey.
Association of masturbating?
Dear listeners, please tweet in with your masturbation habits and stats.
Yes.
We need the data.
We're conducting a survey.
We need
more data here.
Yeah. Great. Well,
great.
Andrew won.
Yes!
That was very exciting. Okay, guys, up next, we are going to be analysing some lyrics of a song that Andrew and Ollie have chosen about sex. Don't need to hear like why you've chosen it just now, but would you care to introduce the song?
Andrew?
This is Purity Ring with Body Ache.
FUBAR Radio presents...
So this man from Singapore has revealed that he married his pet snake because it looked like his dead girlfriend. Now, wherever he goes, the pet snake is by his side. His neighbours call him the man with the snake.
Inventive. Very creative.
Didn't even capitalise the thing. You can't even make a film about this guy. He's screwing. He's just the man with the snake.
Kind of peek on every other person who owns a snake. Like, it could be anything. Like, you're forever now known as the man who wears the jumper. I wear jumpers. So no. Shit. No, I coined it.
Every Wednesday.
Payne Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
All right, guys, are we ready to analyse some sexy lyrics?
I think so.
Okay,
I don't know how sexy these lyrics are, I'm pretty sure they're at least a bit.
But before that, Paul Miller has tweeted us saying, first-time listener from UK, but now living in Dubai.
Oh.
And he was listening to Innuendo, and said, how have I not listened before?
Oh, well, I mean, you just don't know what you don't know, Paul. And if you didn't know about the show and Innuendo and the Hannah Witten stuff, then
you didn't. But now you do, and you're
now you
here
do,
and
that's
thank you for listening.
Yeah, now you're in on it. And so it's all good. And the rest of you guys, you can get in touch throughout the show. You can tweet at Fubar Radio, or you can email us, hannah@fubarradio.com. And from 7:30 onwards, we are going to be on Facebook Live, so you can like see us as well as hear us.
Oh, good.
We will be playing Drunk Advice. But right now,
can't wait.
First of all, Andrew, why did you pick this song when you were instructed to pick a song about sex?
Well,
why did you pick this one? Please tell the
story. If I'm entirely honest, I thought it was a different song.
didn't
listen to it before. But it is kind of a sexy song. It sounds very sexy.
It does, like, if you're not listening to lyrics.
It's got a very sexy texture.
Yeah.
Hannah made me say that.
You said that in the break and she said
something. You said that whilst the song was playing and I was like, will you say that on the radio?
No, you have.
A very sexy texture.
Sexy texture.
So, but had you heard this song before?
Yeah, I'd heard the song before.
I love that
body
song.
It's a great song.
I really liked that. Just going to put it out there. I'd never heard it before.
Purity Ring is sick. If you haven't heard of Purity Ring, they're really sick.
Listen
to
them.
Very chill, smoking music. But yeah, we chose it because we like it.
Yeah.
And then we realised that one of the songs at least needed to be about sex. And we decided that one had such a sexy texture that it must be about sex.
It must be about sex.
I'm pretty sure it is.
But let's have a look at the lyrics anyway. I don't think I've ever properly listened to them.
Take a break. Take me down. Take me down there.
Yeah, that's pretty...
That could mean genitals.
It could mean genitals.
It also says, like, turn the lights down. Hold on.
Yeah, okay.
I turn the lights down, I want to be alone. I read your head away. I couldn't stand how... Wait, is she masturbating?
Being quite cryptic, but it could be masturbating.
I needed to take a breath, take me down. Oh, my God. Now I'm confused.
There's got to be something in here related to masturbation. This is Hannah Witten's show. Tears. We will find something.
Wait, she says, I lied. I'm now lying awake.
Now I'm lying awake. So maybe she
cried until my body ached. Maybe this is about masturbation.
Could be.
Maybe she's...
You know when you like send the goodnight text, like, night... And then actually you stay up wanking for a bit.
You know... You know when you lie to people about going to sleep and they just stay up masturbating all
that. That feeling
that
one.
That old chestnut.
But then, second verse, you sweat and you bled.
Yeah, pretty sexy.
But it's past tense. I couldn't look because your body would shake. You feared a lonely... Jesus Christ. Okay, now it's gotten like dark.
I'm pretty sure it is about masturbation.
I think maybe it's about... She's masturbating over a sexual experience that she's had with this person, maybe. And she's
telling them,
hey, all of this shit we did together, super turned me on. So now I'm touching myself, thinking about you.
Yeah.
A bit of a cry wank, it would seem.
According to the lyrics. Yeah, I cried.
But is it crying as in, like, tears crying, or crying as in, like, crying out loud, like, screaming?
True.
A friend of mine said to me, like, in the most serious, sincere tone once, he was just like... Hannah, do you scream when you masturbate? Or like, she was like, do you scream when you come on your own? And I was like, and it was like this most serious, just like, just curious. And I was like, whoa. And I was like, do you? And he was like, yeah.
Right.
Like literally screaming. And I'm like, whoa.
Oh, fair play. Yeah. I would have thought it'd be more like, you know, a communicative thing because of a partner.
I find that. I mean, to be brutally honest, it's my masturbation sessions.
You are quite loud
when
you masturbate though, aren't you?
Do you hear each other?
we generally are in the same room, so
we're in the same room a lot of the time.
Back to back, though. Jesus.
Hannah, tell us about your favourite cry wank. And why.
And how.
When.
I'm not telling you about that.
Okay. All right, well, tell us about the angriest wank you ever had.
Yeah. I can't.
Why?
I can't wank about people that I feel like anger towards.
Not about them necessarily. Have you ever just been really angry and like, right, I'm having a wank?
No, I've been stressed. I've been stressed and done that. Okay. Have you? Sounds like you.
Yeah, I mean, we've all been there. Like, it's just a certain relief of just like, okay, well, just
switch. I've been stressed and done that. But I feel like when I talk to people about this, they're just like, really? That's weird. Not weird, but like maybe unusual. Because everyone's got like different things that they think about. Like, I think especially like women, we're very like fantasy, imagination orientated, like don't really need much external
stimulus.
Yeah.
Sure.
And everyone's got their own thing. And I tend to, I always think about the person that I'm currently interested in.
That's really cute.
Cool.
Good for you. That's really
thanks.
Nice.
But what happens is when that goes to shit, like if they hurt me or break my heart or I'm no longer interested in them, then I can't like do that because the feelings that I have towards them aren't sexy feelings. Okay. They're like, I feel sad when I think about you, or I feel like angry when I think about you. And so I can't, like, the two don't... They
so
don't,
it's all about drumming up the emotion
well.
For yourself.
Yeah, I think so. But then, so when, like, a relationship ends, yeah, it's hard, but also I have to find someone new to think about when I masturbate, which is a massive inconvenience.
So does your wank bank get emptied every time you sort of... So like nothing,
sometimes
no old memories.
Have sometimes I have to like fish through some really
fish
old
through.
Memories.
Jesus Christ!
Does it have
words.
To be that emotional?
That
attachment?
Haven't been tainted, but it's only if the relationship with that person hasn't been tainted. So I can I have like sexy moments that I can think of, and as long as my relationship with that person is still like healthy and good, and we're mates or whatever.
Do you know if you go to like fine. Celebrities
no.
or bits from films
no.
or characters from things?
No.
Oh.
You're on your own.
No, I think that's really normal.
Yeah.
You just like make your friend feel good.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make him feel weird mm-hmm. about his just sex life. And
let's just stop talking about my masturbation habits and thought I'd never say that.
Yeah, let's
so
pick
weird.
It up. So the next
these
game
lyrics.
Is
no, these
about
lyrics.
Hannah's masturbation.
No, these lyrics.
You said turn the lights down.
We already
I
did
be
that.
Alone.
We already did that one.
All right.
It says, I want to know what. I want to know I want to know what's your quietest feeling.
Quietest Ooh. Feeling.
She wants to know about when he masturbates quietly.
I mean, the song really could just be.
I saw you break out. Wait, I saw you break out.
Oh, that's masturbating.
Yeah,
like break
it's got
out.
To be.
Break out. I saw you unreeling.
Yeah, like she's talking about his toes. Sure.
Toes unreeling, not like his hard on. Anyway,
no, that's like toes.
Wait,
toes.
What if, toes. What if we're totally wrong? And what if this song is about another woman?
It could be. We are just saying. Yeah.
We're being very heteronormative here, guys.
Yeah, a little bit heteronormative.
We need to check Come ourselves.
Now. I like.
That's
yeah,
it. Then it just repeats itself.
Yeah,
to be honest,
it's quite repetitive.
All I know is that she is faux show fapping.
It's got to be about masturbation.
It's got to be.
It has to be.
To be honest, I love it. There's so many songs about sex and love and whatever, but it's always a special moment for me when I think I found a song about masturbation.
Yeah, I can imagine it.
Like, it's really exciting to me. There's not many songs out there. Like,
why do you think that is?
About that kind of self-love. I don't know, it's taboo, whatever, you know, all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are going to be playing a game of Shitter Twitter next, where we are going to be reading tweet drafts from our phones of things that we were too scared to tweet or forgot about tweeting. So if you have any of your own Twitter drafts, then please tweet them to us at FUBAR Radio. Or if you don't want to actually publicly tweet them, you can send them to us via email, hannah@fubarradio.com, and we want to read them out. that's just the situation, I'm just letting you know. And we will be reading our own out right after this. All right, guys, it is time for Shitter Twitter. Okay, who wants to go first reading out their tweet drafts? Not me.
You must have something.
I have some, but also I can't remember if I've already read some of these out on this show.
Fair enough.
But there might be some new listeners.
Fair enough.
So I can always like read out some old ones, and they might know. I don't know.
Okay. Well, just to let you know where we're at with this, we don't do our tweets on drafts like you might normally do.
Because you're so professional, you like write them out.
So professional. We if we've got like an idea for a little joke or something, we've got like we both just have like massive notes pages.
Oh my god!
So all of our tweets and our stuff and our ideas go on there, and then they just get copied and pasted out of there. So we actually don't have any draft tweets, but what we do have is all these notes which contain loads of tweets. So
I do have two draft tweets, but mine they're not.
Are these from the Comedy Sponge Twitter account or
these
from Bandrew Schmond?
Bandrew Schmond.
At Bandrew Schmond, everyone.
Great name. Super memorable.
Super memorable. Yes.
I remember it because your name is Andrew Bond and it's
Bandrew
Schmond.
There you go. It's because you guys used to call me Bandrew Schmond at university to try and take the piss out of me. But then I claimed it as my own.
That's what reclaiming is. That's exactly what it is. We had the power of you, and then you took that power back, and now we can no longer mock you for it.
That's it.
I've just got this one, which is supposed to have a picture of a dragon. So it's supposed to just be a big picture of like a cute looking dragon, and then it says biscuit dragon. Give her biscuits, or she'll burn your face.
What?
Exactly. So you can see why I haven't tweeted that. It's just supposed to be. This is the biscuit dragon. Give her biscuits, or she'll burn your face.
Huh. Good. Okay, great. I've got one here that a friend actually said this to me last night at dinner. And I was like, oh my God, that's brilliant. Can I tweet it? But then I thought, you're not that clever. Where is that from? And it turns out, we think it's from The Peep Show. But okay. it's just so good. Like, I don't know, I might tweet it at some point. But I just need to figure out exactly who said it, and then I'll reference it in the tweet. But it is, giving someone your sperm is like lending someone a fiver. You can't ask for it back.
Well, you could, yeah, but you'd be socially unreasonable.
Exactly.
And people would think you were being
petty.
And
so this friend of mine that I had dinner with, like, he does not want kids, like, ever. Okay. Like, is very, like... And so he's constantly, like, maybe worried more than some about just getting women pregnant. And so that makes sense.
Fair enough.
Also, just... Here's the thing. Do you ever think about this? As men with sperm? I assume. I don't really know. But do you ever think about the amount of men out there who are fathers and don't know that they're fathers?
I've thought about that a couple of times, yeah.
Does that scare you ever?
A little bit, yeah. It's just a shame, isn't it? Because there's so many broken families. I think it's, you know...
Yeah.
This is kind of a problem.
No, but like, your fucking offspring, your spawn, your... It could be out there and could exist, and you don't know.
Oh, I see what you're
saying.
Like, if we did something and then they didn't say anything, but we just secretly have a kid.
Yeah.
If you're secretly my kid, tweet in and let us know. But I don't know. I guess, like, if you just had that much unprotected sex and just sort of, like, wandered away and...
Yeah. I know a couple of guys, actually, who have had that sort of happen, just wandering around...
Really?
Not knowing for a long time, just bumping into someone, and then suddenly,
"Hi, Dad, you what?"
So again, no, just like,
how
just
do they find out then?
They just the other partners didn't say anything for a period of time, perhaps 1 to 2 years, and then, oh hey,
I think that's kind
me?
Of.
By
weird.
The way, this kid is yours. So weird to me. And so my friend last night, one of the things he said, which I thought was hilarious, he was like, "This is why I have my exes on Facebook, so I can keep track of any pregnancies."
Just just to have a look at them, see
so
if they
like,
look like you.
He could just be like, okay, there's been no updates in 9 months, I'm in the clear.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
Yeah,
that's absolutely terrifying. I didn't think of it like that, of like, you know, keeping an eye on it for 9 months at a time just to make sure.
That's dedication to ensuring
that,
because if
10 months goes by, then, you know,
no,
there's
but
either
depending
an
on if they post it on social media, like, you might know after like 4 months if they're preggers.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's true. But then what can you do then?
You can just message them being like,
hey,
do you know who the dad is? Is it me?
I guess so, yeah. This just seems quite straightforward. Oh, hi there. Do you know who the dad is? Is it me? From Ollie. Hope you had a good weekend.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas as well. Oh, and Happy New Year in case I don't see you. Seriously, though, let me know if that kid's mine.
Oh, it's not funny because it's...
Because it's people's lives.
It's babies.
I'm gonna reverse the question, but for you, Hannah, have you ever thought about just walking around and then same again? You've had unprotected sex, and at some point, just bam, there's a baby there.
I don't have unprotected sex, so doesn't work for me.
Okay,
all right.
But also, but hypothetically, what was the question?
But hypothetically, it was actually just a really stupid question about you suddenly having a baby, but
and not realizing, and then 9 months later, oh God, there's a baby.
For some people, that genuinely happens. They don't realise they're pregnant.
Yeah, I've heard stories.
They
about
just think
being
that they've just like
stuff.
Gained loads of weight, and they're confused. I don't fucking know. Terrifies me because the amount I drink as well.
That's messed up. Wouldn't their period still stop though? Or can you be? Is there like weird pregnancies where you can still have your period? Or
you can have like irregular bleeding whilst you're pregnant.
Fuck's
sake. And also, there's some contraception that you can be on that like stops your periods or like reduces your periods. Or some people might have irregular periods, and there's like a whole host of reasons that someone's periods could stop.
Is that not
that
incredibly dangerous to be having contraception whilst pregnant? Is that not going to just?
Well, I read this book recently by Cherry Healy, and she said her first pregnancy was an accident. She had the coil in. and she still got pregnant. And when she had the scan, they couldn't find the embryo. They were like, what the fuck? It turns out the embryo was just like chilling behind the coil. And they were like, we're not going to remove the coil. The coil's going to stay in. Because apparently, and the doctors knew this, which means this must be like a fairly semi-regular occurrence for them to be like, sometimes this happens. The baby might come out holding the coil in their hand.
Holding
the coil!
Bitch! It didn't work!
It's like, this is my trophy!
Can't stop me. Try to use this thing.
That to me is insane. Anyway, I just... Anyway, any more tweet drafts, lads?
Shit.
I don't understand my tweet drafts.
I don't know why I've written them.
I've got one from, I presume, ages ago. At David Cameron. Seriously, what the fuck, man?
Was that when he resigned?
I don't know. I have no idea. I had some beef with David Cameron at some point.
This is the one thing that I've noticed from playing this game on the radio, is that it's really frustrating when tweet drafts don't have timestamps.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you need to know what he was doing.
It just says, where I was, David Cameron MP.
Seriously, what the fuck, man? That's all it says. Underneath, though.
Probably for a host of reasons.
I don't know what this is. This must be something else you've given up on. But underneath there, there's a tweet draft that just says, if you really think about it, squirrels are just... And then it says nothing else. I really want to know what you're going to say.
I don't even know. I have no idea what I was going to say.
If you really think about it, squirrels are just...
Those are my favourite tweet drafts, where it's like mid-thought, mid-sentence.
What were you going to say? Like rats with bushy
That's
tails
my
or something?
Favorite.
I don't know. I don't know. I think I must have had some sort of point, but it's lost now.
So Natalia has tweeted a screenshot to us of some of her tweet drafts.
Oh, imagine.
Okay, so one of them says... You know he's a keeper when he still dates you despite you singing.
Oh, that's cute and modest. Because she might be able to sing really well.
Maybe she's actually a really annoying singer.
Yeah, she could equally be.
The neighbours called their dog Loki. Damn neighbours, stole my idea. Fuck those neighbours. Why don't you steal their dog like they stole your idea?
That's right.
Yeah. And then burn their house down.
Burn their house down.
Oh my god. Brilliant. Yeah, done. And this one's my favourite is yes, but it's just all one word.
Yes. You know it's a good day when your mum makes egg mayo.
Oh, okay, here's a weird thing. You know how like egg mayo is kind of like you love it, you hate it?
Yeah.
Like egg mayo sandwiches or whatever. I was in the camp, love it. And I also, at school, would dip my egg mayo sandwiches into ketchup.
Okay.
Whoa.
So yeah, kind of like a burger saucy sort of scenario.
That's like my worst nightmare you just described. If the hell exists, that's where they would send me. They'd just give me egg mayo dipped in ketchup.
Oh wow.
It makes me want to vomit. I'm actually a bit sick right now.
Have a drink of the rose. You've got some water there too.
I don't like eggs, so egg mayo is never.
I love eggs. Sometimes I just like hard boiled eggs and just eat hard boiled eggs.
Do you?
Yes.
Because sometimes I'll just make some toast and I'll just eat that.
I'll just eat it. Yeah, I just love it. Wild.
Sometimes I will just cook and eat an egg. That's how much I like eggs.
Sorry. I get it. It's great. Natalia's final tweet.
Finish that for Andrew. When. And it's an S.
When someone comes on your radio show and takes the piss out of you.
No!
Yeah, well done.
Got it. There
we
go.
Done. We killed it.
I just smashed it.
That's it, really. Okay. Right. No. So, did you have any? Pick one thing from your notes and tell us. That's what I want to know. I want to know the shitty jokes that haven't quite made it to your Twitter feed yet.
Okay, let me scroll down. There's a lot of shit. There's a whole bunch of shitty jokes. Like, so lots of these things are like ideas that like that we wanted to do later, or like. Or that we decided against.
Mate,
so lots
I'm bored.
Of these jokes
Read one.
Good.
Read
it. Okay.
Go.
The Grateful Eight. When Hateful Eight came out, we were going to do a parody of that called Grateful Eight, where they're all just like really appreciative of like menial things that each other had done for them, and we were going to play that out. But then we realised.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. You're in the wrong place.
No, that's really seriously very kind of you.
I genuinely appreciate that.
I actually like that idea.
We were going to go with that, but it's quite hard with movie trailers, taking the piss out of them, because they come out and then by the time we've filmed and edited something, it's like already too late.
Yeah. Well, that's shit. Sorry about that.
That's my note.
Ollie, are you excited? Because after this song, we're going to be playing The Fuck You Saying, Mate.
The Fuck You Saying. Yeah, that was my favourite. That was my favourite title of games off the list of games. Fuck You Saying.
The Fuck You Saying, the Mate. Fuck you saying. All right, Ollie, the fuck you saying, mate?
The fuck you saying, Hannah?
The fuck you saying, mate?
The fuck you saying? Hannah, and yeah, what are you saying about the fuck you saying? How does it work? What is this?
Okay. This is how the game works.
I'm really excited.
Have you heard of... Actually, before we get into this game, I want to read out some people's tweets. Because Sarah tweeted in one of her tweet drafts. She said she was drunk and all poetic at 3 a.m. on the weekend and wrote, walking on these chewing gum streets.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of poetic, yeah.
So poetic. And Phoebe said, listening to the show from Manchester. Woo! I'm from Manchester. I'm going back home on Friday. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Christmaca. And all that.
Christmaca time.
And then someone said, this is my first time listening to your radio show, and I've only just found your YouTube. And it's what makes my Mondays feel like Friday. Mate, it's a Wednesday. Get your shit together.
The fuck are you saying?
But thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad that you're having a good time. Anyway, the fuck you're saying, mate. Have you guys heard of the YouTube channel Pronunciation Manual?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's great.
For those listening who haven't heard of it, basically... if you search into YouTube how to pronounce like any word, your biggest hit is going to be this complete parody channel that pronounces things in the most obscure way, and it makes no sense, and hilarity ensues.
I love it.
So geniuses.
This is how this game works, which is going to play you some of the audio tracks, and you have to guess what the word is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so just for context for you guys and for the listeners, this is how to pronounce Pronunciation Manual according to Pronunciation Manual.
Porn cat on man anal.
Yep. Are we all on the same page?
Yeah, so we have to say the word that we think is actually written down that they're taking the piss out of, right?
Yeah. Okay. You can ask loads of questions, by the way, like because this is
okay.
It can be super easy.
Some of them are insane.
It can
though.
Be super hard.
Yeah, so some you of your can, questions are hard.
So
as
you can ask like loads of yes or no questions.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Is it animal, mineral, vegetable, or whatever? Right. Do you know that kind of shit?
Okay. So essentially, we're just gonna be shooting in the dark here.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Just like every day.
Okay, you ready? First one.
Flalarle.
That's it.
That's it. Can we hear it again?
Yeah, you get 3 listens.
Oh, what?
Yeah, are you ready?
Flalarle.
Flamange or something like that.
No.
How many guesses do we get?
You get just as many guesses until you get it right.
Oh, God. You wasted a listen, man. You wasted it.
I laughed
3
too
listens.
Hard.
You
yeah.
can be like,
time.
I can just do it again for you. It was flalarle.
Very good.
Okay. There you go.
Is it food?
No, it's not food.
Okay.
Is it a celebrity?
No, it's not a person.
Is it biologically living in any
no,
way?
No, it's an animate object. This is great silence for the radio.
Flower
it's thinking
pot.
So hard. Flower pot's not bad.
It's
but
one
it's
word.
Inanimate.
It's one word.
One word. Begins with an F.
A flower.
It's not flower.
It's not flower. These are the only words you can think of with F now. On the spot. What is he trying to say? Andrew and Ollie, no silence, please. I'm pretty sure he's saying, is it flowers, flamage? Nope. Keep guessing.
Keep going.
Doesn't matter how little you can think of. Just keep going.
Just keep
definitely
saying
definitely not
things.
Flamange.
Ask more questions about what it might be.
It's an inanimate object.
Yes.
Is it something food related?
No.
I already said that, mate. Is it small enough to hold? Can you pick
no.
it up?
No.
It's can
big.
You go in, can you go inside it?
You go inside.
Is it a building?
No. Smaller than a building.
Smaller than
is it a
building.
Car.
It's
Ferrari.
A car. Yes.
It's
yes!
A car. A Ferrari. Oh, nice. Yeah, that makes sense. No.
Hey!
Okay. Yeah. Ferrari.
Ferrari.
Nice.
Good work.
That was
if we were
good.
Doing points, Andrew would get a point.
Which we are.
Why are we doing points?
Fine.
I'm
going to
mark down a point.
Okay.
Yes.
But you did workshop it, but still. Oh, that's 2 points. Andrew,
we're
got
good at workshopping.
Okay, next one. You ready? Da-da-da-da.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Okay, that actually sounds like what it is.
Oh, loud.
Yeah.
Oh, loud. Oh.
Just keep saying it. Just
loud.
Hollywood.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
See, just have to keep saying
me.
It over and over.
Smart
oh, loud. Oh, loud. Okay.
Hollywood.
Oh, okay. Next one.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I have no idea how you're going to get this one.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Is it a fruit?
It's not a fruit.
Okay.
Can we have another listen?
I think you can, but I don't think you'll help.
I think it might.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Michael Jackson?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so
you mean
this
Buble,
one,
but
this one you can kind of hear it in the first bit of that clip, but mostly the rest of it is just more of the mood of someone who might say this word or that use this word.
Okay. Is it a slang word?
No.
Is it an inanimate object again?
It's more of a concept.
Is it an adjective or a verb?
Oh God! Now you're testing my English
knowledge. Doing word or like
no,
a description?
No, it's not a verb. It's a noun.
It's a noun.
Okay,
so it's a thing.
Kind of.
Is it a proper noun?
Could you?
It's a proper noun.
Okay. It's a proper noun.
Yeah. Means it's capitalized.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, good. I'm taking a drink.
Is it a place?
No.
Is it? Oh, I shouldn't ask yes/no questions while she's having a drink. That was the whole thing.
It's not a place.
I'm just gonna have a drink. So. Is it a place?
It's not a place.
This is tough.
This is really
hard. He sounds a lot like the people that sort of wander up to you at a bus stop after a certain time and sort of you got to try and translate it.
Or, all right, mate. Yeah,
I'm sorry, I just chucked away all my change. I don't know, man. Maybe down the street on the left.
What other things are proper names that aren't people or places?
Names of like shows or like concepts? Is it something you can touch?
Yeah,
is it tangible?
You can touch.
You could walk up and touch this.
You can touch things that have this name.
Is it bigger than an elephant?
No. I don't think they have anything that's bigger than an elephant.
They don't have anything bigger than an elephant.
Is it like a... What? Can you go inside this place?
If they have a store...
If they have a store... Is it a...
I don't know. But it's not a building.
No.
What?
What are you talking about?
Can we have a slightly
it's a
more
company.
Helpful clue?
It's a company.
Facebook?
No, but they make physical
like
products.
Macintosh?
No, not tech.
It's not tech, but it's... Can we listen one more time?
Yeah. There's a famous film with this company's name in the title of it.
Yeah, yeah. Blah, blah.
Ignore the rest of it. I'll give you one more listen.
The first bit, right?
Yeah, listen to the first bit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. That's all you need to know.
Is it a two syllable word?
Begins with a P.
P.
Begins with a P. I was going off. I don't know what I was thinking.
Next question.
It's not tech.
Panama. It's not a place.
Two syllables.
Pantomime.
Two syllables. P.
Oh, yeah.
Company. They sell
not a tech
things.
Company. Sell things.
What kind of things might companies sell?
Products.
What kind of products?
Ergonomically designed products. Things that solve problems.
Clothes.
Clothes. Perkins. Primark.
That's what I could
complete
think.
Opposite it's got to be, to Primark.
The opposite of Primark.
So really expensive stuff.
What?
Two syllable begins with a P. I am not
famous
a
film.
Fashion person.
Famous film, Anne Hathaway, Meryl Streep.
Prada.
Yes!
Oh, damn it. That's so unfair.
The Devil Wears Prada. That's right.
Okay, Ollie gets that
great
one.
Film.
Fine. Okay, right, next one.
Thank you, producer, through the window.
Wait, Cheat!
Oh, I give up.
Okay, fuck
Mutiny.
It.
Bun lover.
Bun lover.
No.
The answer is bun lover. Next question.
Yeah, we're telling you what the answers are this time, Anna. We've had enough of your rules.
Okay, fine. Next one.
That was bun lover.
Do you want one more listen?
No, one more listen.
Bun lover.
It's two words.
Ben level.
Bun.
I'm level. Gonna give you really okay. Ben level. Two words. It's a person, kind of a musical artist.
A person
kind
who is
of.
A musical.
It's their there's a name, of. Like the artist's name.
Okay. Oh shit. It's not like
Bun Lover.
Bon Jovi?
No, Lady Gaga. But Bon
Jovi?
Yes!
Yeah!
Bon Iver! You got it.
This is nice. This is a crazy ass game.
Last one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mm. I can see the word written here and I'm very excited to hear it.
Scrapahoney.
Oh my god.
No, it's very accurate actually.
A pony?
No, what does that sound like? What are those? Yeah, what does that sound like? What letters could that be?
It sounds like it's spelt a bit weird.
Has it got an oni on the end?
It's not.
Yeah, it's got own on the end.
Mascarpone?
Not oni, own.
Own. A scone?
No, it's
telephone.
Three syllables.
The
letter that it begins with.
Scrapahoney.
It sounds like it's got like a. It sounds like an oddly spelt word.
Yeah.
Like they're taking the piss a little bit. So it sounds like maybe it's got like a silent K or something, and
no,
they're like an S.
No. But it does have a letter. It starts with a letter.
That's counterintuitive.
That is pronounced differently to what the actual letter is.
Oh my god. Can we hear it again? Can we hear it again?
One more time.
Scrapahoney.
Oh my god. I mean, it just doesn't sound enough like anything for me to have like a legitimate guess.
Okay, so you know when you're in school and you're learning the alphabet and you have a different word for each letter? Like A is apple.
Xylophone!
Yes!
What the fuck?
That was so intense!
It fell into place so quickly and passionately for me.
Was that a good clue?
It was a very good clue.
I'm glad.
It's weird, actually, because Andrew wasn't even excited there. That's just how he says xylophone.
Yeah, that's just a problem I have.
That, you know, just whenever anyone says anything.
That was actually a rare coincidence. I will just occasionally shout xylophone in appropriate moments.
All right, guys. Okay, after this next song, we are going to be playing Drunk Advice Live. So make sure that you head over to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page where you can watch us in video form and see our beautiful, beautiful faces. If you have any questions, if you need any advice, don't forget to tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com. In the next half an hour, we will be answering your advice. Drunk. That's how drunk advice works. Okay. Right after this.
FUBAR Radio presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
I'm in a bit of a crossroads with this one because neighbours upstairs, very, very loud sex, and I've also got a few other notes that I've found online from people that have gone through similar situations.
Okay.
Here's one that I found from someone who was in flats and their neighbours were having really, really loud sex, so they sent them a note drawing a dinosaur, and the note said, safe sex T-Rex says...
And that said,
safe sex Trex. Focus, Michael Bay! Focus! Focus on the job at hand!
Every Friday,
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
All right, everyone, welcome to Drunk Advice Live.
I think
we are live right now.
It's that thing. There,
if you head over to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page, we are live.
Hello.
And you can like comment and say hi, and we'll say hi back to you. Hello. Okay, so there are three rules to drunk advice. Rule number one, be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk. I think it's cheap rosé that Bethan left at my house, so.
Cheap, delicious rosé.
We're somewhere. Rule number two, have a friend with you. in this case, friends. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, we're here.
The Victoria Sponge.
And rule number three, don't take our advice.
Don't. Just don't. Please, seriously, don't. Especially this time. Especially this time.
I know these boys. Don't do it. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Right, let's get right into it.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Is dating someone short term while you're on holiday a bad idea? Someone from the place you're visiting. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Yes.
I've had a fair few holiday flings in my time. I say that like I'm old. I'm not old.
In my time.
Back in my day.
Time. But here's the thing. It's not a bad idea as long as you both know that you are going home and you can like enjoy the time that you have together and then just be like, peace out, no hard feelings.
Yes, that's true. I'd say it's never like not worth doing. Like, you know, because what if they're just awesome and, you know, it might be that it just turns into the one, but I think what you're saying is right. Definitely be comfortable with the idea that you just, it's probably just
you need to go into it thinking this is going to end, so let's just enjoy it and have a good time.
Yeah.
For sure.
But at the same time, it might not. And they might be the one. And maybe you should
stop
stay
it!
There,
okay,
Rhiannon.
You're a hopeless romantic. Shut the fuck up.
I don't know. But yeah, no, that's fair.
Don't give
I
any
I think the
false
fact
hope.
That they're asking. I think the fact that they're asking is...
Maybe means they're catching feels.
Yeah. Is dating someone on a short term a bad idea? Yes, because you had to ask. Probably.
Yeah,
because you're going to get attached and then have to go home, aren't you? Like Hannah saying, but
you are going home. Do not stay in that country.
Stay in the country. Oh my gosh. The third rule is don't take the advice. So I think we're clear. I think it's been sanctioned.
This is my favourite tweet, especially because it's come from Dean Morris, who I know doesn't have boobs.
What? I don't know this person.
So Dean Morris doesn't have boobs, and then this tweet says, "What do you do if you're running for a bus and your boobs pop out?" So. Is this asking for a friend?
I don't have a lot of experience in that matter.
I would
really
say laugh it off.
How do you know that Dean Morris doesn't have boobs?
Because I've met him.
But what if he's got a suitcase full of them? And he's running for a bus and the clasp opens and all his boobs come popping out.
As quickly as possible,
gather them
I'd
up
say.
As quickly as you can,
dust
mate.
Them off, get them
back in a suitcase and just...
And get them to market.
Just lie, yeah. What do you mean breasts? I don't have a suitcase full of breasts. What an obscure question, officer.
This is like a whole different fantastic breasts and where to find them.
Fantastic breasts.
That sounds like a porn website.
That's excellent.
Oh my
god,
I bet it exists. You know,
I bet something
you know
exists.
How there's loads of different like porno names that are like puns based on like famous films?
Can we Google
that's
that?
Great.
Fantastic breasts and where to find them.
I genuinely think so Hannah's excited. Onto something.
Has someone already made
fantastic.
This?
Fantastic
or are
beasts.
We gonna make it?
Beasts, breasts. Yeah, that's not bad.
Oh, wait.
Even the majority of the lettering is the same.
Like,
that is a legitimate
add one letter and it's just...
Fantastic tits.
Fantastic breasts
tits.
Porn.
It's because I... Wait, here we go.
Fantastic breasts
and
where to find
them. Wait, this is on someone's
only
Tumblr.
Only on Tumblr.
This is on someone's Tumblr.
Oh,
I think this is someone's own personal like poetry erotica.
It looks like a poem.
Oh.
It looks like a mad poem. I don't suppose we have time to just read the whole
thing. We
poem.
Don't.
Probably
but
not, but
for anyone interested, it's on brennatwohi.tumblr.com. So that's BRENNATWOHY.
Simple as that.
Just in case you wanted to read Fantastic Breasts and where to find them. Oh, and it is poetry because they've tagged it as hashtag poetry.
What
anyway.
Turns me on is Ginny Weasley in the restricted section with her sweat hiked up. I just wanted to read a tiny bit.
We found Harry Potter erotica.
Sirius Black in a secret passageway.
Ollie, some people need help.
Okay.
Oh, you're both like, okay. Okay, who wants to read this question?
Okay, I'll do it.
Go, Ollie.
I was sleeping with a guy for a few months and he ended things because he couldn't do the relationship. That bit's in quotes. Now he's dating someone else a month later and posting it all over Instagram. Do I have a right to get jealous? Is it petty of me to delete him off my social media?
First of all, never petty to delete off social media. If you're trying to get over someone, you should just delete.
Just to get rid of them.
That's
the best thing you
can
do.
I think that's a good shout.
And if you don't want them, like you can mute people on Twitter and Facebook as well so they don't have to know you've like deleted them.
You can switch off people's notifications and stuff.
The other thing is that, and this might be hard to hear, is that sometimes people are all like, I don't want a relationship, when what they actually mean is it's like, I'm not fully into you and I'm not into you enough to like commit.
Yeah.
And then maybe a month later they meet someone, they're like, oh, holy fuck. Like, it's you. I can't not commit to you.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, it's you, not him.
People are
Oh man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that is true.
You can't prescribe things. You can't be like, I'm not ready for a relationship. I don't want a relationship for at least 6 months. You can't prescribe that shit.
People are transient and changing, and you never know what you're going to feel from one moment to another.
That's
so
absolutely
you can't really blame him for having changed his mind.
If he can't leave a relationship, just move on. Do I have a right to get jealous? I mean, jealousy is when you're worried that someone's going to take away what you have, isn't it? So don't you mean envious, perhaps?
Envious, possibly.
I've never understood the difference between jealous and envious.
Jealous is when you're scared that someone's going to take what you've got. So if I was with Andrew and you're flirting with him, I'd be jealous of that. But envy is when you want something. Like, I like your red jumper, I'm quite envious of your jumper. I wish that
you
I don't have it, but want it.
That's I've learned
so most
every
of the time.
Day's a school day.
Yeah, that's right.
I love it.
So yeah, most people when they're saying jealous, they don't actually know what they mean.
So this is great. So you don't have a right to get jealous over it because you don't have that person anymore.
You
so
have the right to
you
feel,
have the right
whatever,
to feel
you
can, whatever you want
you
to feel.
You can feel envious and you can feel upset and you can feel kind of like betrayed or whatever it is.
But overall, just go to his house and kill him.
I think that's the only sensible move. I think if you just bash his head in,
bash his head open,
hammer,
steal his dog and burn his house down. Sorry.
That's the second time you've tried to encourage the listeners to burn.
Don't take the advice.
Okay, so Dean Morris has tweeted again being like, I was referring to this.
Hannah.
Not himself, obviously. He was referring to a tweet from Lauren, who is my housemate. and Lauren has tweeted saying, one boob just fell out of my bra whilst I was running for the bus. How's your day go? Wow, Lauren, I'm so sorry. I will text you later to check that you're okay.
Nice.
That's brilliant. That's fucking brilliant.
I mean, the very least, you could just like get some feedback for the one tit that you got out of the bus. I mean, if people have already seen it, you could.
Can be like, how was it?
What did you
think?
10 out of 10.
Ten out of ten.
Yeah, just to get to see what people think.
Why not? Here's one. This one's interesting. Okay, how important is age difference in a relationship for you? And is it a problem if the guy is younger?
No. Age is just a number as long as everyone's like
okay, but it depends if this person's like, you know, I don't know if this person's like 15 or 25.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I would say like once you're in your 20s, it kind of doesn't really make much of a difference. I've dated men younger than me.
Yeah.
And it's like, fine. They're all immature babies.
Yeah,
but other than that, it's fine.
They're all babies. I don't care about them. I'm not.
I'm fine.
No. Yeah, it depends on like how old the people are and what the disparity is.
Age is but a number. Once you're all like on the other side of puberty.
Yeah, once you're sort of like old enough to know thyself, I think you probably make your own choices.
Yeah, and the whole like girl being older, guy being younger, fuck that.
Is this paragraph underneath to do with it? Or is that the next one?
That's the next one. Okay. And do you know what, Ollie? You can read that, but right after this song. Are you ready? All right, everyone, welcome back to Drunk Advice Live. Okay, so Ollie, you spotted a question that you wanted to read, but Andrew,
I want to read it.
Andrew wants to read it.
Okay.
I've been single for a few months after not being single for years, and I've been taking full advantage of that. The number of people I've slept with has gone up significantly. My friends, however, think this will get me a bad reputation. I don't think I should care. Are they right?
They're wrong. You're right. You've just said, I don't think I should care.
Yeah.
You clearly don't care. Like, number of sexual partners, irrelevant. It's about how you feel about that. So if you were going... I've slept with a lot of people and it's making me feel bad about myself and it's making me feel like this, I feel shit, then maybe rethink it. But you're like, chill about it. So you're good.
That's fine.
I totally agree with that.
And
like,
those friends,
I don't.
They're just they're sex shaming you.
Yeah, what is a reputation? It sort of depends whether you care about that and whether you agree with them, which you sort of said that you don't. I don't think I should care.
Badge of honour, mate.
Yeah, I don't think I should care about the reputation. I think you're right. I think, don't care, but if it's making you feel crappy,
then
do what you want. But if you're feeling fine, you think you haven't slept with like too many people and you think you're going okay, then you are.
And maybe they'll come round. Maybe like just educate them a bit about like... sex.
You know, unless you've just gone on some sort of mad fucking rampage and we're talking like 6, maybe 7,000 guys and they're trying to have
some
like sort of...
actually seriously concerned
possible?
For your health.
Exactly.
And, like, you're not
exactly.
sleeping,
and
you're
also,
just
like,
fucking
as
around the
long
clock.
As you're having like lots of consensual sex, all consensual, and you're using condoms...
Or whatever you want.
You know, everyone's happy. Like, literally, it's none of your friends' business.
Basically, I think, yeah, it's a case of, like, doing what you want to do. It's a case of going there, burning the place down. It's a case of...
Stealing their dog, yeah. Burning the place down.
Stealing the dog, burning the place to the ground.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah. Maria on Facebook says, digging the bun, Hannah. Why, thank you. Yes, it's just right on the top of my head. Beautiful. Luckily, their headphones, like, don't quite obstruct my current hairdo, so that's good. And Charis has said, woo, finally free at the time of Hannah's show. Yay! Woo! Thanks for joining us, Charis.
Hey, Charis. Hey, Charis. That's a really cool name. I've never seen that name
very
before,
cool.
ever. Charis.
It's a great name. Sick. Okay, here's another drunk advice question. What do you guys think? I think this person just really needs to know our opinions on this.
Okay.
Should you grab a stranger and snog on New Year's Eve? And then, in brackets, with consent. Very important.
Use discernment. But yeah, if you want to. Like, yeah. If they just look like they might stab you with a little concealed switchblade, then perhaps leave it until next time.
But, depends. Like, are you going... What's your plans for New Year's? Are you going out? Are you going to be in a club with strangers? Or are you going to be, like, at a house party where there's, like, some strangers who are, like, mutual friends?
Yeah, or just are you going to be, like, nowhere?
Are you just going to...
Like, the post office or
are
something?
You going to grab someone at midnight and be like, do you want to kiss? And then if they say yes, kiss him. Or are you going to, like, spend your evening, you know, figuring out who's in the room, flirting, and then, like, build up to that kiss?
I think either way, that's fine. That's, you know, just go for it. If you fancy a snog, just pull one away, you know?
Also, like, are you going to be at New Year's with your mates? Because I've spent the last, like, few, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 New Year's without someone who I can, like, romantically or sexually kiss at midnight, but I've always got mates there to just have a little kiss with. Cause,
yeah, like, that is true. I think that quite a lot of all of us lot kiss each other at midnight if there's nobody there, and it's fine. There's nothing
it's
wrong
fine.
With that.
It's all good. So, like, depends how much the snog means to you and who it's from.
I would say go with it at the time. Don't think about
go
it too much, because if you're just having fun, somebody might come over, grab and kiss you. You never know. If you're just enjoying it, you might be, like, putting out the vibes of, look how much fun I'm having. Look, I just come over, like, we're chilling. But, yeah, I think that if you're, like, thinking about it and scoping out all the guys who to kiss in the room,
definitely.
You're probably going to have, like, a vibe of, like, is she scoping the room? Like,
yeah.
Be less desirable.
Yeah.
Consent's really important,
consent,
though.
Consent, super important.
I had a friend once at New Year. We were out at a club. She was just scouting the room. It's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. She grabbed a dude who was next to her.
Oh, my God.
Snogged his face off. And his girlfriend was, like,
no!
There.
Oh,
like, shit. Just
oh
right
God.
Next to her.
Oh,
what the? And it all kicked off.
I had a situation.
Well, funny for me, obviously, but just horrible for
them.
Oh,
my God. I had a situation at one New Year's where it was not midnight. Midnight had passed. You know, everyone's like, it's like 2 or 3 in the morning at this point. And I'd been chatting to my friend all evening, and I just said to him, I was just like, would it ruin our friendship if we just, like, made out right now? And he was just like, nah, I think we're in a good place. I was like, cool. And then we just started kissing.
I like how frank you both are about it. Would this destroy our friendship? And I'm just going to have a quick... No, I think we're in a secure enough environment right now.
I think we're good. And then the kiss stopped when... So we were both kissing. And then one of our friends, like, just walked... Because we were on the landing at this, because it was a house party. One of our friends, like, walked past. And we just heard him just go, oh, for fuck's sake! And then we just, like...
Why was that their reaction? Did they want to kiss?
I think they were just like, oh, just people kissing, fuck.
Typical New Year's Eve sort of thing.
And so, yeah. And like,
how was it? How was the kiss?
It was fine. And, like, we're still really good mates.
That's awesome. Has it happened again since then? Like, just on sort of like a,
it
you know,
has
a Wednesday?
Actually.
Would it ruin on Wednesday? Just made out for a while? No, I don't know. I think our Wednesday is fairly emotionally secure.
No, the last time it happened, we were like, very drunk, and I've seen him since, and nothing's happened, and we're just friends.
Okay,
cool.
You're like, sure, hello.
Sure. It's your radio
we'll see
show.
This
it's your
year.
Radio. I don't want to fuck up the bass.
Anyway, right, one last question from Facebook. Hello, hello. I'm on a third date, and you know what that means? Brackets, sex.
Oh, right. Okay.
Do we know
I didn't
what that
realize
means?
That was a rule.
I mean, we've all been on the first or the second date.
Just
anyway.
Got back. Oh, this is. Seems like it's urgent.
Is this
urgent? time sensitive.
Just got back to the person's house and I really need a poo. What can I do?
Go for a poo.
Okay, you go to the toilet, but what you do is you grab all of the toilet paper and you put it in the toilet and it muffles the sound.
Yes, that's a great tip.
I've done that technique.
And there'll be no skids as well. And as soon as the shit hits the deck, get that flush on the go.
Because it gets rid of the smell.
Straight away.
Immediately.
Straight away.
Go, go, go.
We're getting another nod from the producer.
If they have any like spray or if you've got deodorant in your bag or anything, just...
But you got to flush it immediately and then spray, because you can't just do it and then spray, because then it doesn't smell nice. It just smells like shit and perfume.
And spray. And no use the flush to your advantage as
good
well.
Good luck, mate. We believe in you.
Use the flush.
You have got
this. It'll cover up the sound of the spray. Because if you've already flushed.
Oh my god. On that note, on shit.
On shit and
skids. Thank you, boys, for joining me.
Oh,
thank
so
you
so much.
Thanks to Ollie and Andrew from Victoria Sponge. You can check out their channel on YouTube. You search Victoria Sponge. This is our last show before Christmas, but we're going to be back on the 11th of January. So make sure that you all have an amazing Christmas, holidays, Hanukkah, New Year, all of that, jazz.
Whatever you're celebrating.
Just have a good one. Winter just have an amazing solstice. Winter time.
Exactly. And you can head to FUBARradio.com where this show will be up as a podcast and you can re-listen to it, and it will also be available on iTunes. Woo! 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 All right! Woo! Wait, what was your buzzer noise?
Woo!
Let's all do that. Ready? Woo! 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 Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Bye! Bye!
If you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes.